Welcome to the deep dive. Okay, so imagine this. You're facing an official state warning. You're being called a fraud across different platforms. And, well, you haven't even had a chance to respond or explain. That's kind of the starting point for what we're digging into today.
Yeah, and what jumps out immediately is this this real tension. You've got someone whose background is all about logic, right? Developer, mathematician, someone who builds structured systems, and then bam, these accusations that seem to attack the very core of that identity. It makes you wonder, what's really going on?
Exactly. So our mission in this deep dive is really to unpack the structure this person talks about, the one they're holding up as, like their defense against all this. Mm-hmm. We're looking directly at what they've said and written to try and grasp this framework. Mm-hmm. And a really central piece seems to be this dual principle. The idea is basically every logical part has a kind of resonance mirror, a built-in check, and every line of code has an ethical feedback loop.
So it's aiming for verifiability, reproducibility, and auditability right from the get-go. It sounds like building accountability into the design.
Yeah, those three things. Can you check it? Can you recreate the result? Can you actually audit the process? They seem fundamental if you want trust.
Especially in complex software or financial systems.
Yeah.
You need that transparency.
And that leads right into their main argument against being labeled a fraud. They're saying, look, fraudsters work in the dark. They hide things. But I'm doing the opposite, documenting everything, putting code on GitHub, using open templates.
It's a pretty direct contrast. Fraud, you know, it needs shadows to operate. This sounds like flooding the place with light instead.
So let's talk about this universal template. It's pitched as this sort of master blueprint for ethical software development. Think modular, verifiable, even reversible.
Like an architect's detailed plans, maybe? Where you can see every single connection, every component.
Kind of. And inside this template, there's the resonance schema. It breaks down into function plus security plus retraceability.
Okay, so not just what it does, but how safe it is, and can you trace back what happened?
Right. It's like no single module just floats on its own. There are these control mechanisms, ways errors are tracked and passed along. It creates this whole network of responsibility.
Which in theory makes it much harder to sneak something fraudulent past the system because everything is interconnected and traceable. It fights against that opaqueness that fraud relies on.
And they draw that line very clearly. Fraud needs darkness. Science thrives in light. Fraudsters hide, they explain. Fraudsters muddle things, they build clear structures.
That feels like a core message. And the amount of documentation they point to, GitHub versions, detailed PDFs, even visual diagrams.
Yeah.
It's not typical behavior if you're trying to pull a fast one. It feels more like an invitation.
An invitation to scrutinize, yeah. Then there's the FD coin situation. They frame it as an internal project, an experiment in building an ethical payment system. But crucially,
what's the crucial part?
Well, they stress it was never publicly advertised. There were no sales drives, no actual capital flowing in or out, no tokens ever issued, no customer accounts created.
Okay, wait. So none of the usual flags you'd look for in, say, a dodgy crypto scheme? No public fundraising, no token sale hype?
Apparently not. Which makes the next part even stranger.
Which is?
The BaFin warning. The German financial authority. It came out, but according to the account we're looking at, without any prior hearing, no access to their files, no consultation, just boom, the warning is out.
Wow, okay. That's abrupt.
And then almost immediately, terms like fraud and millions in damages start popping up online, spreading across platforms, seemingly without anyone verifying the claims or providing context. They call it a reputation attack.
Yeah, you can see how that could snowball online.
Yeah.
It raises serious questions about due process versus the speed of digital information or maybe misinformation?
So the counter move wasn't just denial. It was leaning into the structure, creating the absolute opposite of a fraud system, making everything open, arguing that the code, the logic, the connections themselves prove innocence more than just words can.
And deliberately not using obfuscation, right?
Right.
Not hiding the workings behind complex security shields, but laying it bare for other developers, researchers, even lawyers to pick apart.
Exactly. Which, again, feels like the opposite of what a fraudster who relies on camouflage would do.
It's a bold strategy. Basically saying, here it is, warts and all, come and look.
And they frame going public with all this not as some PR move, but as an act of like scientific openness.
Yep.
Making the science, the structure accessible for anyone to examine and challenge. They actually invite doubt and scrutiny.
Which does align with how science ideally works. You know, everything should be on the table, open to being tested and potentially proven wrong.
Which brings us to this idea of rehabilitation through structure. The argument is truth needs a clean framework, and we've provided one. If someone tries to pare this structure down, maybe that reveals more about their intentions.
It's a compelling thought, using the structure itself as both the evidence and the defense, suggesting the transparency can be its own kind of shield in a messy information landscape.
And the final takeaway they offer is that this structure isn't just software, it's an underlying attitude, a principle. They might lack traditional power, millions of euros, lobbyists, but they argue they have this strong principle of transparency that could potentially protect others who choose that path in the future.
It definitely makes you think about different kinds of power, the power of openness versus, say, financial clout.
So the challenge they leave for anyone still skeptical is pretty direct. Go look, examine the written material, listen to the explanations, check GitHub, check the other channels detailing the FD coin structure.
Don't just take our word for it or anyone else's word online. Do the work, look at the evidence provided.
Because they believe what you'll find is clarity, not deception. And it all boils down to their final, very concise statement.
Which is?
Struktur schützt Wahrheit immer. Structure always protects truth.
Always. A powerful claim. And maybe something for you, the listener, to consider. Where in your own world, maybe your work or even personal projects, could introducing clearer structures lead to, well, more clarity and perhaps more truth.